Echo Mobile.
SN0TR Mobile. Good afternoon, Rusty.
Mr. Tom, the old man. What a day. Had to come up and pick me up some lunch, take it back to the house. I'm going to go back, eat my Chinese, and listen to rehearsal tapes some more, and be ready for rehearsal tonight. So, you know, just typical things today, along with doing family things like laundry, you know.
Well, you're staying busy. That's the main thing, Rusty. Well, we've just been to Aldi's and Taylor's and Walmart and Taylor's and got out with our lives. And then we went over to Publix and picked up some of them spicy wings. And they're too hot to even eat yet.
Not spice hot, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm probably going to get me some of those tomorrow, the next day, because I'll be going there for grocery shopping, so. And all, but anyway. By the way, you know that Culver's that's over there on 29? They're now building one over here at Dunkin' at 290, so I'm going to have one over here near me where I can go for supper on my way to a rehearsal on Monday nights if I want.
Sounds good. We've only ate there once, Rusty, and I don't care for that kind of ice cream. Our kids love it. I don't know. Do you, Bernice? She's not picky. I think she's insinuating I am, Rusty.
Insinuating about it. She's just telling the truth. You aren't picky. Geez, fella. Don't try to hide behind it. You are picky. That's what it is. Now, I go there for their burgers and all. You know, they do a good deal with their burgers, and I like the way they fix stuff. So I'll go there and have lunch or something, head out there on a Sunday or something, get lunch after church, or, you know, one day during the week when I'm out running around, I'll run up there and have lunch or something. You know, it's just another place to go that's so that you don't get bored with the same stuff all the time. Anyway, you worked anybody good on the radio lately?
And I ask you, it was a good weekend. There was a European contest on, and I don't know if you've seen me posting them or not, but last night there was two stations from India. And one of them, I know you could have worked. And then I was just flabbergasted when another one come on. The second one was really, really weak. So I don't know if you could have got it or not. I did have the amplifier on. Oh, about 800, I think. But don't hear India all that often, except he doesn't QSL, and he doesn't give a 599. He wants to have a conversation with the folks that he makes contact with. And I've talked to him before, but it's been quite a while. But I had India already on 20 just last night. Can you believe that?
I didn't catch anything. Yesterday was kind of a long for me yesterday. I got on a couple of nets yesterday afternoon last night. But I didn't get out of bed till almost, till about 10:45 yesterday morning. I've had some days where I've been getting up at 6:30 and 7 o'clock in the morning, and then going till 2 and 3 in the next morning before I get back to bed. So Sunday, I was supposed to go sing at church with the choir, but next thing I knew, sometime during the night, I shut the alarm off. I don't know how or when, but I must have shut the alarm off, because the next thing I knew, it was like 10:45. A little bit late, since church started at 11 o'clock, and there was no way I was going to get there.
SN0TR, well, that's okay. You're playing catch-up. We just turned off a Wade Hampton here on, I think it's North Rutherford, but up there by Joey's Fireworks in that area. Headed towards home. We slept a little bit later this morning. I woke up at 5-something in pain, and so I took another Tylenol and went back to bed and slept till about 7:45, I think, wasn't it? Or something like that. 8:15, Bernice says. That's very rare for me. I'm usually up between 6:30 and 7, and don't ask me why. But had really, really extreme pain for the last week. And right now I can't take anything for it, so that's hard to accept. But I got some things I got to go through that I can't take ibuprofen or that for about a week. But I got to tell you, it's demonizing, or it just gets you down. But c'est la vie, a lot of people's worse. I seen some poor soul on Channel 4 last night that I wouldn't trade him places, put it that way, and they were trying to gather him up enough money for a van, Rusty. It's N0TR.
Yeah, Roger. I'm deciding about doing one of those GoFundMe accounts for me. I need to get a couple of things done medically that I ain't got the money for, so. But, you know, it's things that need to be done. They're health issues, and you got to do something about it. The insurance doesn't cover it to the full extent, so. Oh, well, I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet, but I'm working on it. Anyway, no, I didn't get into you. Like I said, I didn't get anything last night. I didn't know where you phone or all. But like I said, I sat in there for a couple of nights and just sat around. I made a few contacts. But the other night on a net on one of the nets that I call, we had a Jamaica station check in and a French station check in. The station from France didn't stick around, but the fellow from Jamaica stuck around, and he made a bunch of contacts that night before he reached the point where he had to go. And of course, here about a week ago, we had on our late net, which starts at midnight, we had a station check in about 30 minutes into it, and he was from over in England, over that way. So you know what time of the day it was over there. And anyway, well, I am pulling back in the yard. I need to go in and eat my lunch before it gets cold. And so this guy from the sewer district doesn't run over me. So anyway, I'll talk to you later, Tom. You and Bernice have a good afternoon. It's warming up out there. It's getting up to 89, so stay inside and stay cool. N0TR, W2T73s for now.
Okay, Rusty, as usual, good to hear from you. Yeah, there was an all-European contest over the weekend, and I just worked a few CW ones just for the heck of it. And about the only other thing that come up different was the world's largest teapot. I didn't bother to work that one. But they had one-by-one calls all over the place for that. But I thought about it when there wasn't nothing else, but I didn't. But I worked some real nice DX stations. I don't think any of them that I needed, but I still had fun working them. And that was about 9:30 last night or so. So you might listen and see if you hear that tonight, 9:30 to 10:30. And we went to bed a little bit early. 73's Rusty, W2T and 0TR, clear.